Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass Podcast on the readings for the 10th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2024. The Old Testament often shows God the Father acting more like the Godfather. You know, the classic film series about the Corleone crime family. The head of this family doles out no-nonsense punishment to enemies. From this perspective, let's take a fresh look at this Sunday's classic scene from Genesis, chapter 3. Here, God the Father details for transgressors the consequences of breaking his laws. He starts with the evil one himself, who stripped Adam and Eve of their innocence. "Because you have done this," God says, "you shall be banned from all the animals and from all the wild creatures. On your belly shall you crawl, and dirt shall you eat all the days of your life." But humanity shares in Satan's punishment. The serpent learns, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head while you strike at his heel." As we learn in the Godfather series, headshots guarantee that enemies stay down. Satan's heel shots threaten to bring humanity down to our knees, but we are often given second and third chances to take better aim at this enemy's head. And like Vito Corleone in the first Godfather film, God's Son lays out for his potential enemies what is forgivable and what is not. After a vendetta is carried out against one of Corleone's sons, and payback has been doled out against his son's killers, the Godfather calls for peace with his enemies. However, he warns, "I'm a suspicious man, and if some unlucky accident should befall him, then I am going to blame some of the people in this room, and that I do not forgive." Where the Son of God is concerned, the one who came to strike evil a mortal headshot for us, we must be willing to rise above vengeance and leave that right to God the Father. We must resist the temptation to try dealing a mortal blow to the Holy Spirit Christ introduced among us, as Jesus warns in Sunday's Gospel reading from Mark, chapter 3. "Amen, I say to you, all sin and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin." In the endings of each chapter of the Godfather series, we see both Vito Corleone and his son Michael suffer for their unforgivable sins of trying to hijack God's powerful eternal spirit for the vanity of sustaining power on earth. Neither of them can escape as age slowly degrades their physical and mental faculties. And because they never mastered the godly art of true forgiveness, they ultimately deal themselves mortal blows. Millennia before Mario Puzo wrote The Godfather, Paul highlighted for the Corinthians the difference between the kind of same old hopeless endings we choose for ourselves, as illustrated in the Godfather saga, and the new and eternal hope-fulfilling beginning God the Father offers. "Although our outer self is wasting away," Paul writes, "our inner self is being renewed day by day, for this momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to what is seen, but to what is unseen. For what is seen is transitory, but what is unseen is eternal." That's from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. But what is unseen only remains that way as a consequence of our cover-ups and denials. Our earthly life is guaranteed a hope-filled sequel if we aim our heel at evil's head and deal it a mortal blow, thus freeing the Holy Spirit within us for all to take in. It's an offer we shouldn't refuse. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.